This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Hello again from TF Metals Report, and welcome back to your podcast highlights program for the week of May the 6th through May the 10th, 2024. A daily podcast is part of what we receive as a subscriber to TF Metals Report. I urge you to check us out. Got to find fair, objective information in 2024. And that's what we have. Not only do I provide it, but the members of the site provide it. It's a site like no other. You want to check us out at tfmetalsreport.com. As the week began on Monday, May the 6th, we had a rally. The last 2 weeks have begun with sell-offs. We had a decent rally on Monday, May the 6th. Now, that was something. But we need to have more progress if we're really going to feel like we're turning around, that correction is over. What levels do we want to watch? Well, once the correction began, we were looking for support between 2280 and 2300. That's exactly where we found it. Well, now if we're going to roll back to the upside, we got to get back above the 20-day moving average, and really 2360 would be a key level to watch all week. Well, as the week began, we didn't know if we'd get there, but that was all part of the discussion Monday, May the 6th. We're looking okay. Like a big green candle, best green candle we've had since, I don't know, middle of April. So what happens next? Well, and we could just as easily roll over here. We got support right where I thought we'd get support, between 2280 and 2300. So that's nice. But we can't stand back and go, okay, here we go. We're going back. We're going to make new highs. We're going to go back up above 2400 and 2420 and all that stuff, until and unless we get above this 20-day moving average and what is clearly resistance at the latter level of 2360. Okay? Again, we're 2335, so we've got some work to do. Price did, in fact, give back some of those Monday gains on Tuesday, May the 7th, in part because of the rally in the dollar index. If you track the COMEX metals on a daily basis, you know that the dollar index can either provide a headwind or a tailwind. Really, intraday, during the week, whatever. If your dollar's going up, that's going to be kind of a rough period for the precious metals, and the opposite is true as well. So we keep an eye on the dollar index. Right now, it's hard to discern exactly what it's doing. Is it trending lower again? Is it bouncing and heading higher? Well, on Tuesday, May the 7th, we took a look at that chart and discussed it a little bit. All right, so here's the dollar. Again, we noticed on Friday coming down, getting all the way down to 104.55, and then rallying to close and finish the week still back above 105, 105.05, and then unchanged yesterday at 105.05. Rallying today, 35 cents, 105.40. Okay, now, did a new downtrend start with a double top at 106.50? Maybe. So now we're going to watch here. Was this just a bounce? You know, kind of your first little bear flag on the way down? Maybe. I think the first level we'll watch is 105.5. See how that 105.5 was support last week and the week before? So 105.5 should be resistance now. We go blasting through 105.5 on a weaker yen, weaker euro, whatever, and rally again tomorrow and close back above 105.5. That'll be your hint that we're probably going back to 106.5 again. And if this is just another little pullback on the rally that began very late last year, we could still go to 108. So they're going to keep an eye on the dollar index here. To that end, take a look at what happened on Wednesday, May the 8th. It's a very low volume, quiet trading day. And on days like that, you can really see the impact of the HFT algos, which buy and sell gold futures based on moves in the dollar index intraday. The dollar ticks up, gold goes down. Dollar ticks down, gold goes up. Sometimes tick for tick. You can't quite see that on this chart where the intraday dollar index is on top and intraday gold is on the bottom. But you can clearly see the reverse correlation, no doubt about that. We discussed that in detail in our podcast Wednesday, May the 8th. Here's your algo hell chart of the day. Intraday, 5-minute candlesticks of dollar on the top and COMEX gold on the bottom. They're not perfectly correlated as we've seen some days, but they're damn close. Anyway, dollar bottoming at about 11 o'clock central, gold topping 11 o'clock central. Anyway, you get the idea. This is algo hell. Low volume, no one cares, just the machines taking their cues. They're not thinking. You know, not going, wow, this all this fiat creation of all these different fiat should be, we ought to buy the metals. No, no, no. They just see the dollar rising, and so they sell gold and silver futures. Our Thursday conversation this week was with Lobo Tigre. Lobo, a great analyst, and runs a terrific newsletter service focusing on the commodities, but gold and silver and a number of other investment ideas. Really sharp guy. Someone I was excited to get to know, and you should get to know him as well. The Thursday conversation is always free of charge. You don't have to be a TFMR subscriber to listen to it. So I would urge you to go to tfmetalsreport.com, scroll down the homepage, you'll find the link to the Thursday conversation with Lobo Tigre. Just click it, and you'll be able to listen. It's about 30 minutes, but I think you'll be glad that you dedicated some time to give it a listen. Here's just a small sample of what Lobo had to say about silver. And I think you'll want to hear it.
Silver acting differently this time is really interesting because we just saw this surge up to almost $30. And that was a big move. And it wasn't lagging or later. It was happening with gold. So there's a chance now because of this wake-up call that the not just silver bulls, but the broader market has had that silver really is money. We might actually not see that lag. We might see silver just go on a tear with gold this time and not lag and catch up later. That would be a kind of this time is different. That would be good news for silver bulls. This is not a prediction. I'm not promising this is going to happen. I'm just saying that since silver is acting wonky, like its behavior has changed. It's done some flip-flops. It's not acting as it has in the decades past. There's my base case is that it does lag and catches up in the end, but there's an alternative case where the gold whales push both of them up like tomorrow or whenever that happens next, whenever the next big move.
And on Friday, May the 10th, the price of COMEX silver rallied overnight on the heels of what was a very strong 75-cent rally on Thursday. And before the COMEX could open, price of the front month July 24 contract actually reached a high of $28.99.7, not quite making it to 29. Well, as you can see on this chart, there were three occasions back in April where the front month contract got to 29 either intraday or maybe managed to close slightly above 29, only to be immediately reversed, just like it was here on Friday, May the 10th. So now we know what level to watch. You may recall we've been watching this level for a number of years with price getting reversed at $29. Now here we are again. Will the Chinese perhaps drag silver kicking and screaming through 29? Will gold or copper or both drag silver kicking and screaming through 29? Well, we'll find out next week. We've got a lot of data next week. Most importantly, the CPI, Consumer Price Index. That may combine to also drag silver kicking and screaming through 29. Well, at least you know what level to watch now, don't you? All right. Well, anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy these podcast highlights programs, just a small part of what we do at TFMR every single day. If you want to stay on top of the precious metals, a subscription to TF Metals Report is the best way to do it. You can find more information at www.tfmetalsreport.com. Thank you for listening and have a great weekend.